This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:37 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Mokhtar, Philip C. and Kusu Chuang. Sticking to the theme of Children's Day, World Children's Day is happening tomorrow. We're looking at whether the policies in place to protect children in Malaysia are adequate, especially since the government's main messaging is about Keluarga Malaysia. Now, Segambut MP and former Deputy Minister of the Women, Family and Community Development Ministry, Hannah Yeo, has called on Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri to form a Ministry of Children to help protect them better.
Hannah cited figures from the Department of Statistics Malaysia, which showed that in 2020, the population of children was about 30% in most states, with Wilayah Persekutuan topping the table at 38.5%, with children already vulnerable to various challenges and violations, such as child abuse, sexual acts against children and neglect. Shouldn't we be doing more to help care for their well-being?
So helping us to answer that this morning is Hannah Yeo herself. Good morning, Hannah. Thanks for joining us today. So you've called for the setting up of a ministry dedicated to children's issues. What prompted this proposal? Why is a specific ministry for children needed?
This is based on my experience in Putrajaya. I realized that the scope of the ministry is very wide. We look after children with disabilities, we look after senior citizens, we look after women issues, we look after the homeless, any social issues, and also children and social welfare. So when you have the bulk of the budget going towards social welfare, and the children issues currently are all being looked at by one small department within the social welfare department. So when you have very little resources dedicated to look after children issues, this area will definitely suffer. As a result, I have called for the Prime Minister to establish a ministry for children, or at least the very least, an agency to look into children issues. At the moment, it is not sufficient for it to be parked just under social welfare department.
So during your time in the government, you helped set up the Child Sex Offenders Registry. Is that still ongoing?
I have asked a question in parliament about how frequent this sexual offenders registry is being updated. You see, when we were looking at setting the registry, we turned to the Home Ministry, we turned to Bukit Aman, and we asked for sharing of data, which means, you know, when there is a police report lodged against somebody for offences against children, sexual offences against children, those data should be shared with the Women Ministry. But Home Ministry refused to share those data, and as a result, I turned to the court. So I went to see Tan Sri Richard Malanjum at the time as the Chief Justice, and we requested for a partnership. So every time they convict somebody in court under Sexual Offences Against Children Act, they would then send us the list of name of those who are convicted, and then the Social Welfare Department would then update the registry. So the latest question I asked in Parliament, I asked how often is this registry being updated? The answer given is every 3 months they would update that list. I am of the opinion that this is just a short-term measure because technically speaking, that registry should be updated on a daily basis to make sure that those who work with children, you know, like TASCA operators or parents who want to hire a nanny, they have access to this registry. And anytime they want to check the registry, they can be comforted by the fact that this registry is being updated on a daily basis, definitely not 3 months once.
You also appointed a children's commissioner at the time. What role does the commissioner play, and does it still exist today?
We wanted also for a commissioner for children to be appointed simply because the role of this commissioner is to hold the different ministries accountable and responsible for scope of work, you know, overseeing children's welfare and rights. So at the moment, if you're looking at like early childhood education, right, there are four ministries looking into children education for those who are preschoolers before standard one. So when you have cross ministries work like that, you need a commissioner who will do investigation, inquiries, table recommendations, table reports to Parliament. So this commissioner at that time was appointed under Suhakam, because that is the existing structure. But the discussion currently is to talk about having a separate commission, not parked under Suhakam anymore, just for Commissioner for Children on her own, so that she has greater authority, greater budget, and greater independence and freedom to move about.
And looking at legislative reform, now Dato' Sri Azalina Othman, who is the chair of the Select Committee for Women and Children's Affairs, is pushing Parliament for an Independent Children's Commission Act. What would you like to see included in this act?
I definitely support greater empowerment, greater resources given to the Commissioner for Children. What I want to see is, authority, greater authority. For example, the current Commissioner, she has shared with us her struggle even in getting an appointment with the Home Minister and the Education Minister. People don't really pay attention to, her letters at the moment. So we want to have greater accountability, like ministers must answer to commissioner and their reports must be tabled in parliament, so that, ministers will then be afraid for, ignoring these commissioners. I think when you're talking about cross ministries, that's the reason why I have suggested not just for a commissioner for children, but also a dedicated ministry for children. At the moment, right, it's like no man's baby, this children portfolio. Everybody, when it's cool, when it's a hot issue, people comment about it. But then moving forward, the structure is lacking. So that's why I think at the very least, we need to have at least an agency for children.
Hannah, talk to us about the initiative you had for an agency for children, where you were aiming to increase the number of child protectors. What do they do and how does this agency function?
When we look at children lodging complaints or making reports when they are physically violated or sexually violated, you have to look at our capacity to respond to those complaints. When I look at the statistics in Kuala Lumpur, we had at that time in 2018 about 12 protectors looking over, overseeing the entire Kuala Lumpur. This job of child protector is not something that you can just recruit off the road. They need training, they need to know child rights, and they definitely need to be able to respond very timely, at 2 a.m., at 3 a.m., when you get a call, you need to be able to go there and rescue immediately. And so for only 12 protectors overseeing Kuala Lumpur, we started looking at all the greater data and we realized that we really do not have enough child protectors. So total at the moment is about 200 plus, but really for 30% of our population, you need to have at least 1,500 child protectors. And that's why we need to strengthen that arm. At the moment, if it's all parked under Social Welfare Department, bahagian kanak-kanak, this is not going to be sufficient. So that's one step to strengthen the infrastructure looking at protecting children. And of course, once you have and you increase these protectors, you must park them under an agency, not under Social Welfare Department, so that yearly when we approve budget in Parliament, there will be enough resources for training, to hire more for greater equipment. You cannot rely on just 12 people looking after 30% of the population in Kuala Lumpur. Actually, the population of children in Kuala Lumpur, we are already touching 38% to 40%. So that's very high. And for something like that, we don't have a specific agency. For all other things in Malaysia, you sometimes have 2 to 3 agencies looking at that scope.
Hannah, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Segambut MP Hannah Yeo, former Deputy Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, talking to us, laying down the arguments why more focus on children should be committed by the government through establishing a ministry or at the very least an agency for children.
Very clear, and not sufficient resources. She gave a very good example about Wilayah Persekutuan, 12 children protectors. You should be having 1,500, in which 38% of the population is children.
So the policy she suggested, well worth looking into. I hope it's something the government will consider. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.